You might have stopped by the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts this summer and seen the exhibit on contemporary Japanese bamboo art. If not, it'll be at the KIA until mid-September. But this week, one of the artists, Shohaku Yufu, gave a demonstration. Yufu started by splitting the bamboo halves with a large knife. He says he breaks the bamboo apart as he goes along, so he doesn't slice through his hand. He kept splitting the bamboo like this until the pieces were as thin as strands of yarn. To be considered a bamboo master, you have to study your craft for about 10 years, and that's just to make basic woven objects. Japanese bamboo art has been around since the Middle Ages. Bamboo items were used in Buddhist rituals, tea ceremonies, and Japanese flower arranging. But there are less than 100 Japanese bamboo craftsmen today. To keep bamboo art alive, the Japanese government has recognized it as a national art form. Nobuyasu Iwatake works for the prefectural government of Oita, the area best known for the ancient art in Japan. Koichiro Okada of Thai Gallery in New Mexico translates.
Unlike other areas in Japan, prefecture of Oita, we founded a public institution to teach bamboo craft to the local people. This is one policy very unique to our area, and the school was founded well over 100 years ago.
At the demonstration, Yufu brought out one of his works in progress. It's a basket with swirling cords of bamboo covering it like a series of ropes in all different lengths and patterns. Yufu says he starts with a basic basket frame and then adds more creative bamboo cords on top, holding them together with zip ties until he decides the look is almost finished. Then he wraps thin bamboo strands around the cords and weaves them through the basket until they almost disappear. The basket might look flowery, but when it dries, it'll be hard as nails. WMU Associate Professor of Japanese, Jeffrey Engels, translates for Yufu.
There's a particular deity, Buddhist deity, that's associated with waterfalls called Fudo-myo, and literally his name means the immovable. And he always appears as kind of a big, tough guy. His hair is carrying robes, and he looks really tough. But, you know, behind the statue of the Fudo-myo, there might be the water coming down, there might be the trees coming down. So quite literally, you've got this very movable statue here, and then all these kind of natural things in the room around it. He says that's the kind of idea, that's the kind of image that I'd like to create in my own basketry.
At the KIA Bamboo exhibit, there's functional art and art for the sake of art. Yufu says he considers his work somewhere in between the two.
The artist I respect the most, his name is Iwao Kōnsai, who said in his earlier day that Japanese bamboo art also have to have functionality. Functionality and the beauty are the core of this art form. And on the other hand, another iconic artist in the area, Shono Shonsai, in 1956, created non-functional sculpture beauty. So there are two main thinkings in this art form. And depending upon which philosophy you would like, you know, the artists create type of work they do. Especially nowadays, young people are attracted to non-functional sculpture work.
You can see Shohaku Yufu's work and other bamboo art at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts until September 15th. This is Arts and More on WMUK.